Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, September 12, 2017. Tropical Storm Irma was responsible for lives lost in Georgia and South Carolina yesterday, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a martyr who suffered a fiery death. Hurricane Jose may be the next hurricane to threaten the United States mainland, and the UN Security Council approved new sanctions on North Korea. Tropical Storm Irma, which has left 6.9 million without power, tore through Georgia and South Carolina yesterday with storm surge, heavy rains, flash flooding, and tornadoes. It was the first time in history that Atlanta was under a tropical storm warning. Three Georgia residents and one South Carolinian were reported killed due to the monster storm, which left Florida around 5:30 yesterday evening with greatly diminished winds of 50 miles per hour. A force in a tree fell on her vehicle in a driveway. A Sandy Springs, Georgia resident was reported dead when a tree fell on his house, and a 62-year-old man died after experiencing a heart attack after climbing on top of his shed during sustained winds of over 40 miles per hour. 57-year-old Charles Saxon of Calhoun Falls, South Carolina, died when he was outside clearing limbs and debris from around his home, and a limb fell on him. Irma, which is now considered to be post-tropical, has claimed 43 lives to date. God rest their souls and all those who perished as a result of Hurricane Irma. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Pio of Pietrelcina. The most beautiful creed is the one we pronounce in our hour of darkness. Today's saint of the day is Blessed Thomas of Zumarraga. Blessed Thomas of Zumarraga was born in Vitoria, Spain in 1577. He entered the Dominican convent of St. Stephen in Salamanca and received the name Brother Thomas of the Holy Spirit. He became a missionary and was sent to the Philippines, stopping for a time in Mexico. Shortly after arriving in the Philippines, he was instructed to found a mission in Japan. He tried hiding in the mountains around Nagasaki and Omura, but was captured in July of 1617. Brother Thomas was burned alive 5 years later on September 12, 1622. Blessed Thomas of Zumarraga, pray for us. The Washington Examiner reports that Hurricane Jose, which has been hanging out in the Atlantic Ocean after having visited the northern Leeward Islands, is on track to threaten the United States. Jose, which is currently a Category 1 storm with sustained winds of 75 miles per hour, is making a clockwise loop in the Atlantic through Wednesday and is expected to be downgraded to a tropical storm. According to current predictions, it will regain hurricane status Thursday and begin making its way westward, heading straight for the United States, potentially threatening anywhere on the East Coast. Florida Governor Rick Scott yesterday mentioned Hurricane Jose's impact upon the catastrophic water situation in Northeast Florida.
Hurricane Jose is also pushing water into the northern part of our state, which is preventing the water from flowing out as fast.
Reuters reports that the UN Security Council unanimously approved a U.S.-drafted resolution calling for sanctions on North Korea following their startling nuclear test a week ago. The UN Security Council has adopted 8 other sanctions resolutions since 2006 over North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear program. As a result of the sanctions, the export of condensates and natural gas liquids to North Korea is banned. There will be a cap on refined petroleum products of 2 million barrels a year and a cap on crude oil exports. The resolution also bans the export of textiles by North Korea. Textiles are North Korea's second biggest export behind coal and minerals. CNN reports that North Korea threatened the United States that it would pay a, quote, due price if harsh sanctions were passed by the UN Security Council. In this Celestial Musings, yesterday the nation commemorated the 16th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks, when 2,958 people were murdered by Islamists in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. More Britons died on September 11, 2001, than in any other terrorist attack. The Daily Wire reports that some teachers in the UK are refusing to teach the events of September 11th to their students because of a feared backlash from Muslim parents. I am reminded of the verse from the 8th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. By the time Sharia is officially the law of England, and I suspect someday it will be, it will have already been the de facto law of England, not because of Islamic militants, but because of politically correct militants who refused to teach the truth. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade channel for the Mike Church Show, king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.